This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on a plan formed by the U.S. and Russia for ending the war in Ukraine.
A source tells the AP it includes big concessions from Kyiv, and it's unclear whether Moscow would have to give up anything. Reports of the plan blindsided European diplomats like EU foreign policy chief Kaya Kallas.
For any plan to work, it needs Ukrainians and Europeans on board.
Here at the White House, hours later, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said both Russia and Ukraine have been part of the talks.
The president supports this plan. It's a good plan for both Russia and Ukraine, and we believe that it should be acceptable to both sides.
Leavitt says President Trump sent the army's top civilian to meet with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, whose office in turn says he's expected to talk with the president in coming days. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At the UN Security Council Thursday,
Ukraine has officially received from the American side a draft plan.
Ukraine's Deputy Ambassador Kristina Hayovishin.
We agree to work on the plan's provisions in a way that would bring about a just end of the war.
The AP has obtained a copy of President Trump's 28-point draft proposal, and it appears decidedly favorable to Russia. Moscow would hold the entire eastern Donbas region, even though approximately 14% still remains in Ukrainian hands. Ukraine's military would be reduced by nearly a third, from roughly 880,000 troops to 600,000. The proposal would also prevent the future expansion of NATO and opens the door to lifting sanctions on Russia. The $100 billion in frozen Russian assets would be dedicated to rebuilding Ukraine. A side agreement aims to satisfy Ukrainian security concerns, declaring a future significant, deliberate, and sustained armed attack by Russia would be viewed as threatening the peace and security of the transatlantic community. But for Kyiv,
while Ukraine stands ready to engage in meaningful negotiations to end this war, including at the leaders' level, our red lines are clear and unwavering.
It may prove untenable.
There will never be any recognition, formal or otherwise, of Ukrainian territory temporarily occupied by the Russian Federation as Russian.
Handing over territory to Russia would be illegal under Ukraine's constitution.
Our land is not for sale.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump stepped up his attacks against ABC and late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, urging the network to, quote, get the bum off the air in a social media post sent shortly after Kimmel's latest episode ended. Kimmel's show Wednesday night began with a monologue about Trump. The first 10 minutes focused on the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and the vote in Congress this week to release more materials from Epstein's correspondence. He noted the country was carefully following the movements of, quote, Hurricane Epstein. Trump meets today with New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani after months of heated rhetoric. Here's White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt at a news conference.
It speaks volumes that tomorrow we have a communist coming to the White House because that's who the Democrat Party elected as the mayor of the largest city in the country. I think it's very telling, but I also think it speaks to the fact that President Trump is willing to meet with anyone.
This is AP News.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's R-U-B-R-I-K.com.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
An arrested Russian hacker in Thailand could face extradition to the US.
The suspected Russian hacker taken into custody on the Thai resort island of Phuket is wanted by the FBI on allegations he was behind cyber attacks on US and European government agencies, officials say. The suspect's name has not been released, but a Russian state-run news agency has identified him as Denis Obresko, a native of Stavropol, adding his relatives confirmed the November 6 arrest and will fight his extradition to the US. Thailand's Cybercrime Investigation Bureau said in a November 12 statement that it was an FBI tip that a world-class hacker was traveling to Thailand that led to his arrest in Phuket. In the raid, police seized laptop computers, mobile phones, and digital wallets, adding that FBI officials were on hand for the arrest. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The Federal Aviation Administration says 776 air traffic controllers and technicians who didn't miss a single day of work during the 43-day federal government shutdown are getting $10,000 bonuses. That's not sitting well with their unions, who say the nearly 20,000 other workers who worked without pay during the shutdown should also be recognized. A number of workers called out of work as the shutdown dragged on longer than a month. Some of them got side jobs. Others weren't able to pay for childcare because they weren't getting a check. Their absences forced delays at airports across the country, and some flights were cut. President Donald Trump suggested the bonuses for those who stayed on the job during the shutdown, and even suggested that air traffic controllers who missed work should be docked in pay. FAA officials said anything about penalizing controllers. Donna Water, Washington.
Leaders from the group of 20 countries will meet for a summit in South Africa this weekend without any U.S. representatives after President Donald Trump announced a boycott over his widely rejected claims that the host country is persecuting its Afrikaner white minority. Trump's decision to stay away is likely to undermine the first G20 leaders' meeting in Africa, as well as South Africa's aim to push for progress on issues affecting poor countries, such as the impact of climate change, the cost of green energy transition, and spiraling sovereign debt levels. Chinese leader Xi Jinping also won't attend as he cuts back on international travel, meaning the heads of the world's two biggest economies will skip a chance to bring developed and developing countries together to tackle pressing global issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal judge, Gia Cobb, is ordering the Trump administration to end its deployment of National Guard troops in the nation's capital, although her order is on hold for 3 weeks to allow for an appeal. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab filed the challenge, calling it a lawless incursion. Judge Cobb concluded that while the president does have the authority to protect federal functions and property, he can't unilaterally deploy the Guard to help with crime control or call in troops from other states. The district's attorney general is calling for the troops to be sent home, saying that normalizing their use for domestic law enforcement sets a dangerous precedent. The White House stands by the deployment. Spokeswoman Abigail Jackson says the lawsuit's an attempt to undermine the president's efforts to stop violent crime in D.C. Deployments in other cities have led to similar court challenges with mixed results. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Trump administration announces plans for new oil drilling off the coasts of California and Florida. President Trump wants to expand oil production that is already leading the world.
Drill we must. I call it drill, baby, drill.
The government has not allowed drilling in federal waters in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, which includes Florida, since 1995, because of the possibility of oil spills. California has some offshore oil rigs, but there has been no new leasing in federal waters since the mid-1980s. Critics say drilling could harm coastal communities. Florida Senator Rick Scott, a Trump ally, wants to maintain a moratorium on offshore drilling. California Governor Gavin Newsom says expensive and riskier offshore drilling would put communities at risk and undermine economic stability. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump is ripping six Democrat lawmakers for their video message to troops. All six are either military or intelligence community veterans. Their message, uphold the Constitution.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
On social media, the president says they're traitors whose seditious behavior is punishable by death. Here at the White House, spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says he does not actually mean they should be killed, but rather held accountable for encouraging troops to defy the chain of command.
It can lead to people getting killed.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the president's own words may do just that.
Some of his supporters may very well listen. He is lighting a match in a country soaked with political gasoline.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The U.S. Border Patrol is monitoring millions of American drivers nationwide in a secretive mass surveillance program to identify and detain people whose travel patterns are deemed suspicious. The Predictive Intelligence Program includes a network of cameras that scan and record vehicle license plates. An algorithm then flags vehicles deemed suspicious based on where they came from, where they were going, and which route they took. Readers are often disguised along highways in traffic safety equipment like drums and barrels. Legal scholars are raising violation concerns of the Fourth Amendment, which protects people from unreasonable searches. The Border Patrol's parent agency, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, say they use the license plate readers to help identify threats and disrupt criminal networks. Since early September, Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago has resulted in more than 3,300 arrests. In addition to people who are in the country illegally, U.S. citizens have also been affected. Residents are capturing those scenes on their cell phones. Jose Aguilar captured video showing a teenager being slammed to the ground outside a Walgreens on Chicago's east side.
When I got to the neighborhood, everybody was just driving, beeping, basically warning people.
The teenager was reportedly held for hours. Eventually, he was released. On the north side of the city, Skip Yates was in his Lakeview home when he heard screams as tear gas wafted down a street lined with multi-million dollar homes. When Yates went to investigate from his doorway.
Yeah.
Do not go outside.
Back inside.
Agents were targeting a crew replacing windows on a neighbor's house.
I'm still shaking. I'm still not scared. I'm outraged.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The funeral was held at Washington's National Cathedral for former Vice President Dick Cheney. Former President George W. Bush described Cheney as funny and easygoing, a style his public image never caught up with. But he wasn't your standard issue politician.
If any voters came hoping for a kind word and a hug, they'd have to settle for the kind word. I arrived back at the conclusion that they do not come any better than Dick Cheney.
All of us who loved him so dearly say to him, good night, sweet dad.
Cheney and his daughter Liz, a former congresswoman, were caught up in a feud with President Trump over the Capitol riot investigation.
Though he was inspired to service by President Kennedy, Dick Cheney became a Republican. But he knew that bonds of party must always yield to the single bond we share as Americans.
President Trump was not at the funeral. He wasn't invited. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A new Kettering Foundation Gallup poll shows only about one quarter of U.S. adults think democracy is functioning very or moderately well, but around half believe it is functioning very or moderately poorly in the U.S. The results show a sharp decline from several years ago, when a majority of American adults thought democracy was generally working the way it should. The poll also shows few adults think the country's leaders are committed to a democratic governance or believe government decisions reflect the will of the people. The poll is part of an initiative that studies how Americans experience democracy. I'm Mike Hempen.
Several high-ranking Army officials, including Army Secretary Dan Driscoll, are in Ukraine to help with peace talks. That's according to U.S. officials who spoke Wednesday on condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive plans. It comes as Trump administration efforts to halt Russia's war in Ukraine have stalled. Driscoll had been planning a trip to Ukraine for some time to discuss the country's drone warfare innovations and tactics. One official says President Donald Trump last week decided to identify him as a kind of special representative to kickstart peace negotiations and execute a fact-finding mission. Driscoll is scheduled to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky this week. I'm Karen Shamas.
Federal investigators say the UPS plane that crashed in Kentucky and killed 14 people had cracks in the left wing's engine mount. A series of six photos the National Transportation Safety Board released showed the rear of the engine starting to detach before it flew up and over the wing as flames erupted. The next image shows the wing engulfed by flames as the burning engine flies above it. The final image shows the plane starting to get airborne. But the NTSB says the MD-11 plane only got 30 feet off the ground. Three pilots on the plane were killed along with 11 people on the ground near Muhammad Ali International Airport. The NTSB says the plane wasn't due for a detailed inspection of key engine mount parts that had fractures. The entire fleet of MD-11s operated by UPS, FedEx, and Western Global, along with a few related DC-10s, were grounded after the crash until they can be inspected and repaired. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed sharply lower on Wall Street, giving up an early rally. The S&P 500 fell 1.6% Thursday. The index had been on track for its best day since May. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 386 points. That's about 0.8%. The NASDAQ Composite sank 2.2%. NVIDIA, cryptocurrencies, and other assets that had been soaring recently took the biggest losses. NVIDIA dropped 3.2% despite turning in another blowout profit report. The giant AI chip company gave up an earlier gain of 5%. Concerns have been growing that the gains for companies swept up in the frenzy over AI have gone too far. Seth Soutell, New York.
Another week, another rise in mortgage rates. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.26%. This is the third straight weekly increase after four straight declines. When mortgage rates rise, they reduce home buyers' purchasing power. Still, the average rate remains near its lowest level in more than a year. That recent trend helped drive existing U.S. home sales last month to their fastest pace since February. I'm Alex Vega.
Verizon will be laying off more than 13,000 employees as part of a major company reorientation. The cuts began Thursday, according to a staff memo from CEO Dan Schulman, who says Verizon's current cost structure limits investment, especially in customer experiences. A spokesperson confirmed these layoffs account for about 20% of the company's management workforce, which isn't unionized. The telecommunications giant had nearly 100,000 full-time employees as of the end of last year. On top of the cuts, the company plans to significantly reduce outsourced and other outside labor expenses. Schulman says Verizon had established a $20 million reskilling and career transition fund for workers departing the company. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers added a solid 119,000 jobs in September, with the unemployment rate going up to 4.4% from 4.3% in August. The September report is just out now because of the 43-day government shutdown. The increase in payrolls is more than double the 50,000 economists had predicted, but a revised August report shows the economy lost 4,000 jobs for that month instead of gaining 22,000 as originally reported. The Federal Reserve has been divided over whether to cut interest rates for a third time this year. They meet again next month. Donna Warder, Washington.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Houston's defense sacked Josh Allen 8 times. Kalen Bullock forced 3 turnovers, and the 6-5 Texans won their third straight game, 23-19, over the Bills on Thursday Night Football. Houston coach DeMeco Ryans.
Extremely proud of our guys for the effort they showed tonight playing together.
NBA, Tyrese Maxey joined Wilt Chamberlain as the only 76ers with a 50.9 assist performance after scoring a career-high 54 in a 123-114 overtime win against the Bucks. Men's college basketball, number one Purdue held off unranked Memphis 80-71 to improve to 5-0. NHL, Alex Ovechkin's 33rd career hat trick powered the Capitals past the Canadiens 8-4. And Baylor athletic director and former CFP selection committee chairman Mac Rhodes resigned a week after he took a leave of absence for personal reasons. Joey Buss and Jesse Buss are no longer working in the Los Angeles Lakers front office after the franchise's recent ownership change, according to an AP source. The brothers are children of longtime Lakers owner Jerry Buss, who died in 2013. Joey Buss was the Lakers' alternate governor and vice president of research and development, while Jesse Buss was an assistant general manager. The Lakers are also overhauling the scouting staff that worked with the brothers, who will retain their inherited minority ownership stakes. Kansas City Chiefs special teams coach Dave Tobe is unfazed by President Donald Trump's opinion of the NFL's new kickoff rules.
He doesn't even know what he's looking at.
Trump attended a game earlier this month and criticized the rules on the Pat McAfee show, calling them demeaning and unsafe. Tobe, who has coached special teams for over two decades, pointedly dismissed Trump's comments on Thursday.
He has no idea what's going on with the kickoff rule. So, I mean, I take that for what it's worth. And I hope he hears it.
The rules, made permanent this year, require the ball to be kicked from the 35-yard line, with players waiting at the 40 until the ball is touched or lands. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Armed men have attacked a Catholic school in a western region of Nigeria and abducted several school children and staff. The incident happened early Friday at St. Mary's School in the Papiri community, according to officials. The exact number of abducted students and staff remains undisclosed, but local media's reporting around 50 schoolchildren were taken. The Nigeria State Police Command said the abductions occurred despite prior intelligence warnings. Military and security forces have been deployed in the area. The attack follows a similar incident in Munda in Kebbi State, where 25 schoolgirls were abducted. The perpetrators remain unidentified. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A fire disrupted the COP30 United Nations climate talks in Brazil, forcing the evacuation of several buildings. In video provided by Catherine Ellis, flames climbed in the background as security guards blew whistles. Gabby Andrade says a security guard had to show her the way out.
Everybody was walking out and I saw like smoke, a black smoke.
The fire was in an area of pavilions where sideline events are held and delayed proceedings while security and fire officials made safety checks. With the conference ending soon, negotiators have yet to announce any major agreements. Secretary General Antonio Guterres is asking rich countries to triple the amount of money pledged to help poor countries adapt to worsening climate change.
Communities on the front lines are watching too, counting flooded homes, failed harvests, lost livelihoods, and asking how much more must we suffer. They have heard enough excuses, they demand results.
I'm Jennifer King.
The pressure is on for Ukraine's president to tackle his country's recent corruption scandal with more accountability. Public pressure is mounting on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. After more than 3 years of war, in which Ukrainians face regular power outages, corruption in the energy sector isn't sitting well with the public. Zelensky has dismissed two top officials and imposed sanctions on close associates after government investigators revealed that $100 million had been embezzled from the country's energy sector through kickbacks paid by contractors. But that hasn't quieted the political storm. Many are calling for his chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, to be fired. While neither Zelensky nor Yermak have been accused of any wrongdoing by those leading the corruption investigation, Zelensky's political opponents say more senior leaders need to be held accountable to restore public trust. The UN Atomic Watchdog's Board of Governors is demanding Iran fully cooperate and provide the agency's inspectors with precise information about its nuclear stockpile and also grant them access to the country's nuclear sites. 19 countries on the International Atomic Energy Agency's 35-member board voted on Thursday to support the resolution, according to inside sources. The vote comes a day after the IAEA Director General, Rafael Grossi, told a press conference in Vienna.
Not everything has been destroyed.
Adding,
there is a widespread consensus on the fact that material is there, so we still may have access to that. So it's not correct to say that because everything is destroyed, there is nothing to be seen.
China and Niger opposed the resolution, while 12 countries abstained and one did not vote. The resolution was put forward by France, the United Kingdom, Germany and the United States. I'm Karen Chemas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.